Hello?
Blog Talk Radio. Radio.
Cause you're shining something like a mirror, and I can't help but notice you reflect in this heart of mine. If you ever feel alone and the glare might be hard to find, just know that I'm always there and loud on the other side. Cause with your hand in my hand and a pocket full of soap, I can say it is no place where could it go. Just put your hand on the path, I'll be shining for you too. You just gotta be strong. I don't wanna lose it now. I'm looking right at the other half of me. The biggest thing that's set in my heart is the faith that now you hold. Show me how to fight for now. And I'll tell you, baby, it was easy coming back into you once I figured it out. You were right.
Welcome to Wrestling F Factor for January 24th of 2014. Your host, Wayne Benitez. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We got a special treat for y'all tonight. We got the lovely and young talented women's wrestler, Cowgirl Tessie.
Yeehaw!
Let's give it up for her.
Well, howdy, y'all guys. This is Cowgirl Tessie. Well, thank you for having me.
It's an honor.
Definitely.
Yes. And were you a wrestling fan growing up in Texas?
Actually, I started wrestling kind of different than the normal girls. My dad, he wanted to make me tough. Little do you know, he made me too tough. And he used to always play fight, wrestle with me. And so we'd watch a lot of WWF and WWE, early WWE shows, and we would reenact it. And, yeah, that's how I got started into there. My dad just got me tough, and now I just keep on going, kicking butt like always.
Awesome. What got you interested in becoming a wrestler in the business?
You dang Skippy. I didn't qualify for anything else. I'm just joking, though. No. Well, actually, I'm not joking, but yeah.
And yes, how many years you've been in the business so far?
I have been wrestling for going on 3 years this October.
Wow, you've been putting in work, and everywhere you go, you just been sacrificing for the business and just doing your thing.
Yep, that sounds about right.
And who were your trainers that got you in to wrestling?
Well, I started off in a small town, And so I started off with a wrestler named Cody Knight. Now, I have furthered my training with numerous other wrestlers. One of them I have worked with or in training was with Athena, and she's completely awesome. So, and we've worked together.
Awesome. What are your memories of working at SWWA?
Okay, well, SWWA is where I started off at. It was one of my first shows I started off with, and I remember my first match, speaking of the girl, was with Athena, and that was my first SWWA match. Then I had a title match that was also very memorable with Angel Blue, and I won the Women's SWWA Championship. Then my last match that I've had that was here recently was with Miss Molly. One of my most memories, though, I've had with SWWA was I had a very awesome memory of getting the chance to know one of my fan friends, a kid named JoJo. And he passed away last year, and I'm super happy that I've got the chance to meet him in person.
Our prayers go out to his family.
Definitely, yes. He was an awesome kid, and I'm glad I got the chance to meet him.
Yes. What are your memories of working on UCW?
Well, UCW was very fun. That's a promotion that was in San Antonio. My first match was with Barbie. That was very memorable. And I've met, actually, JoJo went to one of the UCW, him and his family actually went to one of the UCW shows. And I remember I had a women's title match with Icy, and I actually won the UCW Women's Championship there against Icy. And it was a very fun show.
Awesome. Definitely. Is that actually the Barbie Hayden?
The title championship was not against Barbie Hayden, but my first match there was against Barbie Hayden.
Yes. She's another alumni that was actually on Wrestling X Factor last summer, and another good name in the business that's now actually the NWA Women's Championship recently.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's definitely working with the best women talent out there. Just like Athena, that's also been with Shimmer and other big women's promotion like Ring of Honor around the U.S.
Mm-hmm. Hey, just say you gotta keep it on the cowgirl.
Right. You can go right ahead.
Oh, no, it's cool. I was like, I didn't know if you were going to ask me questions. I didn't know how this was going to work. But I know I've got a lot of things coming up for this year, and I've had a lot in my past. And I will admit, wrestling has been one of the biggest turns of my life and one of the best decisions that I have made. I've enjoyed the business. It's fun kicking those girls' butt. Actually, I think that's the most fun part about it, is the fighting part. And the fans. I always love my friend fans. So, I'm sorry, was there another question you were going to ask me?
Yes. Do you have memories of working with Magnificent Ladies Wrestling?
Yeah, I've had some good memories there. I've had too many matches to remember my first and last match, even though I know that they're all awesome, and I'm pretty positive I kicked the other girl, my opponent's butt in every one of those matches. Just kidding, not really. But I also met a very important fan friend named Brandon Mays at that show. That was the first time I met him, and he's became a very loyal friend to me and been a very helpful support with my wrestling career and with our friendship. So.
Awesome. And what are your memories of working with Princess Miranda?
Oh, are you talking about Princess Miranda?
Yes.
In Austin or in Houston? I'm not sure where she's at. I've only worked with her, sorry. I've only worked with her twice, but really only once personally. And she seems like she's a newbie coming up, and she seems like she's got a pretty good head on her shoulders. And I'm definitely there for her all the way. So she's definitely got a pretty good head up on her shoulders. So.
Right. And also, you also worked with Melody Cruz and Magnificent Ladies Wrestling also. How was that experience?
Oh, heck no. That girl's way too tall. I got in the ring with her. I was like, oh, my goodness. I'm only 5'3", and like she's like 6", I don't know, but she's just tall. And so I was pretty intimidated by her. But I gave her a pretty good fair fight, I will admit that, even with the height difference. But, yeah, she's pretty good. She's pretty awesome, too. Just extremely
right.
tall. And when she got,
yes,
she had me up on the shoulders with some type of submission. And I will admit, I'm pretty scared. I was pretty scared of heights in that situation. But it's cool. With the tall ones,
right.
you aim for the knees, right? You aim for
right.
the knees, and they all come tumbling down.
And she's definitely a good worker that is from the Shimmer promotion also.
Mm-hmm. Definitely a good good to get experience and to work with and to train with.
And you was also participating in TNA's Gut Check also. How was that experience?
It was good. That was about a while back. That was when I started out in the business. But it was a pretty good experience. It got me an eye for what they're looking for, definitely early on in my career. And, yeah, I liked it. It was pretty fun. And then we did the polls, where like they did the voting polls, and that was really fun to try to get as many votes as you possibly can to try to make it into the next level. That was pretty good, and I almost got it. I almost did. I gave one hell of a fight with that, I will admit.
So. You never know the Dixie Carter or their talent president like Al Snow or Big John be never know might be giving you a call for another interest in TNA. You never know.
No, they better. They better. They don't have enough cowgirls in the TV circuit, so they would. And I wouldn't mind teaming up with Mickie James or something like that.
Right.
Or even just having a match with her and kicking her butt would be much fun, too.
Right.
See which cowgirl's the toughest, huh?
And what are your... opinion on the state of women's wrestling right now?
Women's wrestling has gone very far in the couple of years. Definitely when I started out, there was not very many Texas girls. And now with me being in there, being in the business for 3 years, I will admit that the women's division is growing. So I think that that's a move forward. Definitely. I have very high hopes for the women's division in the next year.
Right. It is definitely growing and growing in the U.S. and all over the countries also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and growing with very good talent, too. Like one of the newbies that was past year was Princess Miranda, and good talent like that you can actually work with and stuff. So.
Yes.
That's a move up.
What they said about the girls of Texas, they kick ass and take names.
Yeah, you dang Skippy. That's the fun part, kicking butt.
And you definitely also also manage you was a hill manager once before in the past. How was that experience?
I don't think I was. I'm sorry, I couldn't remember. I don't know. What was your question?
You was someone like a hill manager also.
Are you talking about like when I first started out? Okay, I got you. Yeah, that was pretty fun. I will admit I liked it being a baby, which I was only a hill for a little while, and then now I'm basically always the good girl, but I like being the good girl. I like the crowd cheering for me. I don't like it when they boo me. I don't want to be mean and stuff. It's much more fun being the good girl, but still throwing in a couple of cheating moves or something, or pulling the hair or something.
Oh, he was a baby starting out.
I'm sorry, what were you saying?
You was definitely a baby starting out during that time.
Well, when I first started out, I was just Kissy. And I started out as a heel. I didn't know for sure what I was going to be. I've always been a cowgirl ever since I've been a little girl. I've always had horses. But then as I got more into the business, I just kind of stuck with the whole cowgirl image, and that stayed with me being a good girl. But as far as just being Kissy, I had all sorts of, like, a biker gimmick, and, I mean, I started out with just about everything. Just the cowgirl kind of stuck with me and was a pretty good turn.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep. You being you, being yourself, definitely.
I try to be.
Yes.
It's not easy being a Texas cowgirl, but we definitely whoop some ass, so, and take the names while we're doing it.
Right. Do you watch the current product of WWE, TNA, and Ring of Honor?
I do when I have a chance.
Awesome, definitely. But the WWE, hopefully they can concentrate more on the women's side also more, bringing the women that actually grew up with in the business. Also, get rid of the word diva and have women's wrestling, hopefully down the line in the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely. So, but anyways, well, is those all the questions you got for me? That you rounded up for me?
Yes. Who do you like to work with in the future? Which women out there will you like to work with?
Well, currently right now, I don't have any beef with any women, but if any of the girls are frisky enough to get in the ring with me, then they're girl enough to get their butts whooped by me. But as of right now, I don't have any beef with any certain female.
Also, do you have any events coming up you would like to plug upcoming?
I'm sure I do. Normally I have a calendar for all that, so I would have to look at my calendar. I'm not at the calendar right now. But yeah, just for all the fans, look me up on Cowgirl Kissy and send me a friend request, and we'll go from there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry,
awesome.
It's late in the night right now. I don't know. It's 10 o'clock in Texas. What time is it out there?
It's like around 11 on the eastern part, yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Well, anyways, you got any more questions for me?
Yes. Will you like to take it to the phone lines also for our callers to speak to you for the next 10 minutes or so?
Oh, yeah. Sure. That'd be cool.
Okay. We're about to go to the phone lines. Wrestling X Factor, who's speaking? Going once, going twice. Guess not.
It's cool. They'll give another call.
Right. And I noticed that also that you spent a whole lot of time with your fans and also and embrace them and everything, and you so down to earth also.
Oh, well, I try to be. I try to be just a southern lady, but I definitely keep in good touch, in good communication with a lot of my fan friends. They're more than just fans to me. They're actually family and friends. You meet them at a show, you get to know them and talk to them, and, you know, you don't know what you would all meet at a show. I've met a lot of good-hearted people at shows.
Yes, that's what our business need, people when they walk in our business. It's like a few others now that are coming to business now that act like a third person, and they think they on top and all of this and don't have time to reach out to fans or shake hands and stuff, and that's not how the business starts.
Oh, no, definitely not. If it wasn't for the fans, I mean, nobody would be here. They're the ones that make the show. And I would never lose my head as far as that. That's just nonsense because I definitely know who's brought me as far as I've gone, and it's all been me. It's a lot of it's been my fans just pushing me more and more until hopefully I'll reach the top. Or I will reach the top. They'll be pushing
right.
me all the way to there.
And any influence in with any top wrestlers in the business that came from Texas while you was growing up?
I will admit that's the problem about Texas is when I was coming up, there wasn't that many, as far as the females, there wasn't that many big influences, big names. Now, I will admit I did start working with and training with Athena. But, yeah, she was one of the top ones when I was building up that helped me out and gave me a chance and was like, let's work out. Let's see what you got. And we've gone from there.
And I noticed that you can go right ahead.
Oh, well, I was going to say as far as in Texas, but I will admit that Miss Natural I met at, when I started up in the business, and she was very nice and helpful as far as in the business with me as well. But now she wasn't in Texas at the time when I met her, was in Arkansas. So as far as in Texas, yeah, Athena Reese was definitely the push for me.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Any male influence also?
No, not really. I mean, I've had a lot of, like, you know, obviously there's more guys in Texas than there is women, but as far as influence, I don't know, you kind of got me on the spot with that one. Let me think about it real quick before I answer it. But... Anyway, what's the next question?
Yes. Also, do you have interest in maybe possibly going to other companies like Shimmer and Shine in the U.S. or overseas?
I have actually had a couple of talks. I'm not going to say any names or anything just yet until everything's all cleared up. But this year I have had a couple of talks of going out of country. I first got to get a passport, which I should be having coming up, should be having it sent to me pretty soon. But there is some talks with me going out of country. Don't count the cowgirl out. I'm not going to be just to Texas forever.
We'll definitely be supporting you for that next venture also.
Well, you better be, definitely. I'll be waiting for you. I'll have to be calling y'all from all the way to heck wherever I'm at.
And also, do you have any upcoming shows for fans to come out to see you?
Well, I have to check my calendar, but you asked that question earlier, and I know I have something in March. I mean, you just have to check my Facebook, and I know I keep them all posted up what's going on. But I do know I've got something coming up March in Texas for all my fan friends in Texas. Coming up pretty soon. I want to say March 21st would be over there in Laredo, Texas.
That's awesome. And yeah, we're about to run out of time in a few more minutes. It was an honor to have you on here, and you can come back any time to the show to talk or rant about anything in wrestling or even do commentary on here.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. Well, that's cool. It's been my pleasure being on here. Thank y'all for having me.
Yes, it's an honor. You have a good night and And have a blessed one.
Well, you too. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You want to save some time?
Yes, that was the beautiful and wonderful and talented Cowgirl Kiffy. Yes, wrestling fans, we're running out of time. If you want to get back with us and listen to our archives, it was on Facebook at Wrestling X Factor group page or on Blog Talk Radio at WrestlingXFactorRadio.com for the archives of the show also. You can download or check out. This is Wayne Benitez signing off. Later, everyone.
aren't you something to admire? Cause you're shining something like a mirror, and I can't help but notice you reflect in this heart of mine. If you ever feel alone and the glare may be hard to find, just know that I'm always parallel on the other side. Cause with your hand in my hand and a pocket full of soap, I can say it is no place, where could it go? Just put your hand on the path, I'll be trying to pull you through. You just gotta be strong. I don't wanna lose it now. I'm looking right at the other half of me. The biggest thing that's had in my heart is a faith and now you're home. Show me how to fight. It doesn't seem really too simple, and I can't help but stare, cause I see truth somewhere in your eyes. Ooh, I can't ever change without you. You reflect me, I love that about you. And if I could, I would look at us all the time. With your hand in my hand, in a pocket full of soap, I can say it is no place. Put your head on the path, I'll be trying to pull you through. You just gotta be strong. I don't wanna lose it now. I'm looking right at the other half of me. The biggest thing that's had in my heart is the faith and now you're home. Show me how to fight for now. If I say you baby, if I did, ain't coming back into you once I figured it out. You were right.
Figured it out. You were right here all along. It's like you're my mirror.